Hello, spiritual and paranormal family in the world. This is Joshua Shapiro, the Crystal Skull Explorer. Excited to be here today to tell you about a great online conference we're going to be offering on December 1st and 2nd called Crystal Skulls into 2012 and Beyond. Charlotte is one of our key sponsors. We're very grateful for the opportunity to be here to tell you about this conference. We have all kinds of amazing stuff, speakers, a raffle, photo gallery, you name it. In order to find out more about this great conference, come to crystalskullconferences.com. That's crystalskullconferences.com. You'll find all the information there. See you December 1st and 2nd.
Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We have got to thank, first of all, Patrick Bernard for his incredible song that you just heard, Shiva Shakti, as our brand new intro. If you'd like to find out more about his music, please visit him at www.patrickbernard.com. Now, we are really delighted to have you guys join us today for a yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness with amazing synchronicities, all the while daring you to be the masterpiece you were created to be. Now, we got a jam-packed show for you. The lineup that we have is fantastic. We are in a Mercury retrograde, and our two guests are also ruled by Mercury, so this should be really interesting. So I invite you guys to step through the multidimensional illuminated doorway as we plan Goddess Alchemy, this show, moment to moment, and we definitely want to spark your creativity, infusing you all with infinite possibilities and the magic of a divine child. So why don't we all just dare ourselves to risk in divine cosmic ecstasy? Now, we'll be welcoming these gentlemen, they're a father and son duo, into the show in a few minutes. I'll just give you a little bit of background on them first. And I just want to welcome you all again, and just to say, what an incredible wild ride are we having here in the month of November. This is totally about self-mastery, aligning yourself, completely standing in your authentic power, embracing your essence, and being able to recognize the shadows, and to recognize that the shadows are just a lesson that are allowing you to embrace a greater gift and a greater lesson of awakening you to your true potential. So these last few weeks, everyone's been finding themselves riding up and down on a roller coaster ride. Scorpio has been quite an incredible month for us, where it's illuminated so many little dark corners that have held us to be able to recognize where we have held ourselves back from our true power. So I can honestly say, even from my perspective, I really love this time of the year because this is when I really want to delve into the shadow, because you have that extra energy included with it, not to mention the veils being a lot more thinner in between, so you're able to access and heal things even deeper and more connectedly. So the gentlemen that we're going to be inviting onto the show today, which I'm very thrilled to have them, they're a father and son duo, Jeffrey and Michael Eisen. And they've done some incredible work. They've completely transformed their lives from where they've gone from before standing in the third dimension and being able to awaken themselves into the fifth while igniting and awakening people around them. I'll just give you a little bit of information about them. And the first one we're going to talk about is Jeffrey. It says, after more than 30 years of successfully growing and managing a multi-million dollar steel distribution and fabrication business as president and CEO, Jeffrey Eisen left the corporate world to embark on an intense journey of self-discovery. At the age of 50, he realized that he cared more about people than profits and wanted nothing more than to dedicate his life to awakening, empowering, and inspiring others by sharing his love and wisdom. Since giving up his active role in the business, Jeffrey has become a skilled life coach, spiritual guide, inspirational speaker, and writer. He lives his passion every day, working to help individuals find true happiness, contentment, and inner peace. You can check out his website at www.awakeningtheself.com. Then his son, Michael, he had gotten really inspired as well, and the two of them have done something that is so amazing, where they have written a book together, which is a new perspective with a father and a son duo about their experiences and sharing what they went through as they shifted and healed within their family and within themselves to also embrace their potential. I was lucky enough to go to their book launch in Toronto a few weeks ago and met them, and it was a really beautiful thing to be able to sit in the presence and to recognize, too, that also how much them as men as well were embracing their own divine essence and their healing abilities. It was a very beautiful sight. So Michael, who is the son, Michael Eisen, is an inspirational speaker, author, and the founder of the Youth Wellness Network, an organization dedicated to inspiring and empowering youth across the globe to live happier and more positive lives. The Youth Wellness Network specializes in creating and implementing wellness programs in schools and organizations while providing additional programs and training online. After positively transforming his life at the age of 19, Michael is now on a lifelong crusade to share with other young people the principles, strategies, and practices that give him the strength to start with other young people or living a more joyful and healthier life. He contributes a fresh, young, authentic voice to the field of wellness and is rapidly becoming a youth wellness expert. Now, Michael's first book, Empowering Youth, A Father and Son's Journey to Conscious Living, co-authored with his father, Jeffrey Eisen, and published by Hay House, which is amazing, is now available for purchase online and everywhere books are sold. So to learn more about Michael and the Youth Wellness Network, please join him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or visit the site at www.youthwellnessnetwork.ca. So without further ado, I want to welcome you two amazing gentlemen to our show, to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, to just share the incredible journey that you two have been on. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, it's always a pleasure. So where did this all begin? Where, if you think back and, let's say, look over the last few years, or where did it all start? Can you think of one maybe spot or an event that happened that really sparked this movement forward for you two gentlemen?
Well, for me, I was going through a great deal of challenges. I felt like the first 18 years of my life had a lifetime full of challenges and issues. And I grew up being the spirited child, and I grew up in a household that was relatively controlling and, trying to put me in the box and make me into being somebody that I never felt like I was. And my dad, for the first 50 years of his life, was a very rigid man who didn't express very much emotion and was driven by power and success and money. And ultimately, we both had these very interesting paths that found a way to intertwine when I was 19 years old in my second year university. And at the point, we really didn't have much of a relationship growing up. And it was my dad who made the changes in his life at the age of 50 that inspired me to do the same. And I had reached a breakdown point in my second year of university, and I had no idea where to turn. And in walks my dad, this completely transformed being, one that was more emotionally available and aware, and one that was empowering instead of controlling and compassionate, and really allowed me to put aside those personal differences and start learning all the tricks and tools and practices that he picked up in his journey that really allowed me to start transforming my life. And since then, we've had this amazing do-over in our relationship, and we've both had a do-over in our own individual lives as well.
What an inspirational, beautiful story. And the fact that you can so openly talk about where you've come from to where you are now is remarkable. So I really, out of deepest parts from within my heart, I really send that respect to you, and to be able to really inspire people out there as well, too, all the other souls that are also experiencing this. So
that was one of the reasons we wanted to write the book, is to become very transparent, to become very vulnerable, to show that as men, as you said, we do have another side, a feminine side, an open side, a receptive side, and that's, I think, what makes our book fairly unique, is that it is a father and son book, not a mother and daughter book. But when you read it, you will see that there is a sense of openness, there's a sense of sharing, again, there's a sense of vulnerability that we wanted to put out in the world to encourage other men and people in general to embrace that side of them that is open and vulnerable.
That is so beautiful. It sounds like you've actually anchored a higher octave of love, which is compassion. And that in itself is so inspirational. I want to ask, what before all this had happened, you, Michael, you had said that you weren't really doing too much with your father. And what about now? What about now as you have grown older and what kind of things or events or things, you know, off the side, personal, are you guys doing together?
Well, I consider my dad, you know, one of, if not my best friend. And it's a complete 180 to the way that we were when we were growing up. Now, you know, I consult with him. He was my coach for the first, you know, 4 or 5 years of my transformation, especially the early years. I very much depended on him. He was my source of inspiration and my source of positivity and really helped inject a new energy in my life. And over the past 3 years, we've now stepped more into a realm of being friends and co-authors and colleagues and co-speakers. And, you know, we not only do work together on this book and spread that book message together by doing speaking engagements, but, you know, nothing more enjoyable than going for a walk in nature and just connecting authentically. I mean, I share everything with my dad, and it's really an amazing gift to be able to have that.
It's such a beautiful way to put it. And was this what inspired you to start off with the Youth Wellness Network?
Absolutely.
Please tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I mean, my journey is what inspired me to start the Youth Wellness Network. And, you know, if my dad hadn't showed up for me at the age of 50 when I was 19, I really don't think I'd be here right now talking about this stuff. I would still be in a very deep rut, and if not more than that. And so, really, my dad showing up for me, really just from a place of inspired action, is what got me thinking there's got to be something that I can do for people my age or younger, because there really wasn't anything accessible and relatable at the time in terms of any type of tools and strategies to empower oneself. And so that really kind of got me thinking. A few years ago, I started the Youth Wellness Network, and now my mission is to really bring resources and programs and strategies and tools to young people ages 5 all the way up to 25, so elementary school all the way up to college and university age, and delivering it in a very accessible and relatable way that they get it and it resonates and it opens their hearts to be able to turn around some old belief systems and paradigms that are creating a lot of their issues in the first place.
How incredible. And you can visit this, like, once again, we're on the Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with Jeffrey and Michael Eisen, and you can find out more about the Youth Wellness Network at, well, www.youthwellnessnetwork.ca. I'd like to ask Jeffrey, when writing the book, how did you feel? How did it change? Well, we know it changed your perception, but how did it make you feel to be able to embrace some of the deepest and darkest spots of yourself?
That was a bit challenging because having gone through my awakening, I thought I was finished with all of those darker places in my life. I think, as you mentioned, you know, now's a great time to embrace the shadow. And for me, writing the book was an opportunity just to do a little bit more housekeeping and house cleaning of my personal self. And it definitely brought up some shadows. It forced me to relate parts of my life that I probably would have liked to have forgotten. But looking back over the experience, it was wonderfully liberating to have gone back over those stories, shone some light on them, looked at them from a different perspective, and realized that I'm okay with everything that I did and everything that I experienced and everything that I said. And it certainly helped me reflect back on my life in a different way. So certainly a great amount of gratitude for that experience.
Oh, incredible. And I can imagine, too, how your family has responded, too, and the world, of course, in reflecting to you everything that has changed with you. How is, your wife and the rest of your family also supporting and embracing this?
Yeah, it's really quite amazing. And of course, what I found out, all those years that I really wanted to control everybody else, to change everybody else, my wife and I have been married over 33 years, And I remember in the first years of marriage how I was going to change her, and I'm sure she came into the relationship with the same anticipation. What I have realized, of course, is that we don't change people, we change ourselves. And by changing ourselves, by awakening, by illuminating ourselves, we are able to have a greater impact on those around us. And so my relationships with my close family, with my birth family, have all changed, and I know it's because I have chosen to change.
How incredible, and what an inspiration. So now you're beginning to travel and do more and more speaking engagements. And Michael, you were saying that you were going to the Hay House Ignite in New York, and unfortunately it had been postponed because of Sandy. So we send all of our loving energy out to everybody in New York City right now. But what else is coming up on the docket that you're so looking forward to?
Well, I'm actually really thrilled to be launching my first ever online training program. And as I mentioned, I bring wellness programs into schools and youth organizations, working with youth of all ages, really teaching them the tools and the strategies and the practices that I wish that I had access to when I was that age. And one of the biggest things that I've been looking to accomplish is, you know, I've had lots of requests to bring me to different places, and things just logistically didn't work out. And I was like, there's got to be a way that I can reach more people. And ended up manifesting an amazing business partner to take care of a lot of the online portion of it, and I'm officially launching my first ever online training, and it's called YWN Ambassador Training. It's going to be, you can actually access a free video series right now on www.ambassadors.com, and that free video series is actually taking the tools and strategies that are included in the book and the programs that I bring to schools and bring them to life right now. And then those videos feed in to my online training program that starts November 27th.
Fantastic. This sounds like this is really going to expand so many and be able to help so many people. We wish you so much luck with this.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I hope anybody out there listening who's interested, if you're parents with preteens, teens, and young adults, or if you're a teenager and a young adult yourself, you'll check out the website and get the videos, and hopefully you'll be interested in taking part in the training.
And once again, please let's give them the website again.
It's www.ywnambassadors.com.
I would like to invite you and your father to join me in one of the unique signatures of Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, which is doing a activation for, we always do it moment to moment, so we never know what's going to happen. But I'd be so honored if you would join me in this. Well, we'll get everybody into a comfortable position and opening themselves up to receiving an attunement or initiation of light, or to us in co-creating this to be able to bring forth and anchor this new and improved energy. So you open to that?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Bring it on.
Great. So let's ask everybody to get into a comfortable position, sitting with your spine straight up, opening yourselves up, facing your palms upwards to the sky, and taking a deep, clearing breath. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling. We're going to be playing The Divine Name Behind Us by Jonathan Goldman and Bruce Lipton. I apologize, Greg Braden. And let us begin. And as you take a deep, clearing breath, for all the ladies that are listening in to this, bring your awareness and your focus to your second chakra, which is at your navel. And for all the gentlemen, bringing your focus to your root, visualize the tube of light as we call upon the Earth Mother, Pan, and the divas of the Earth Plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels and the Elohim. We also invoke our mighty I Am presence, inviting our soul extensions should they wish to join us. And as you take a deep breath and feel yourself relaxing, just take a moment and acknowledge any energies that are within your aura, anything you may have held on to, suppressed, and just see them dissolving and flowing down into the center of the earth. Feeling yourself becoming even more relaxed, visualize the sun above you, representing the Divine Father. And feel the energy, the brilliance of the cosmic kundalini flowing downwards into the top of your skull, bringing with it all the fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries that are in accordance with your resonance and vibratory rate at this time. And feel the energy flowing downwards, elongating each vertebrae, releasing any tension, strife, or pain, and flowing into your perineum at the base of your spine. Feel the energy flowing back upwards over your stomach and your heart, into your throat, where you pick up even more energy from the cosmic kundalini energies of the Divine Father. And feel a burst of energy flowing downwards and shooting into the perineum, flowing into the center of the earth, awakening the Earth Mother and representing the Divine Mother God. And feel the energy as it flows upwards through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine, bringing with it the support, the nourishment and nourishing of the Earth Kundalini, allowing the two divine currents to flow through your beautiful homoluminescent body. And feel as it mixes and merges, blending and synthesizing with the cosmic Kundalini, filling every organ and tissue down past the blood and into the subatomic particle levels, infusing you with the energies of divine love. And feel as the energies flow upwards, filling you up like a geyser, flowing upwards towards the throat, splitting into three different directions, flowing over your shoulders, down and out past each individual fingertip, awakening and strengthening your healing abilities, flowing into your aura. As you feel the energy continuing upwards through your skull and out through the top of your crown, see it as a water fountain as it spurts forward, clearing and energizing the sacred space within your aura. And feeling the pulsation of the two divine currents flowing through you, the overwhelming energy of divine unconditional love. Bring your awareness and your focus back to your heart center. Just sit in your heart center for a few moments, as we awaken and invite in for you to awaken your soul and to embrace the youth wellness, co-creating as we turn it over to Jeffrey and Michael.
Wow. Thank you. That was amazing, Charlotte.
Please, take it from there.
That's a hard act to follow.
Oh, it's not an act. It's co-creating, baby.
One of the reasons that we wanted to write our book together, and the title of the book is Empowered Youth with a capital Y-O-U, is because we believe that in order for us to change this world, we need to first change ourselves. And in order to do so, we must find and live the empowered version of ourselves, the empowered you. And although the book has got the story of Michael and I, it is full of insights and teaching and learning and the lessons that we learned along the way. And, of course, that major lesson is that when you empower yourself, you are then and only then able to empower anyone else around you, including the youth, including the next generation. And what we hope to accomplish with this book is for people to either begin or work on that journey of empowering themselves so that they can then turn that energy, just as we did in this beautiful meditation that you led us in, take that power, that kundalini energy, that love energy, and shine it on everyone else in the world.
Incredible. And you had also added in, there was a feature in your book too, wasn't there, like a working section or techniques as well?
Yes.
Please tell us a little bit about that.
There's a resources section at the back of the book, and the reason why we did that was because we both believe that it's incredibly important, and one of the challenges actually that a lot of people face on their journey is that it's very easy to intellectually understand and to get a lot of these new philosophies. Well, I wouldn't say it's easy, but that's definitely the first stage, is intellectually understanding these new philosophies and principles and ideas. But in order to take them from our minds and put them into our hearts and to put them into action in our bodies and in our lives, we need something practical that can be put into place. So it's one thing to say you need to change your thoughts in order to create a different reality. You need to shed old belief systems and create new belief systems. You need to practice understanding, seeing each other's perspective, and that we all have different perspectives, and that your way isn't the way, and that there are 7 billion different ways, and that we need to be able to see that. It's another thing to say we need to express our emotions in responsible and healthy ways. It's easier for us to say and think these principles. The challenge is actually putting them into action and doing them. And so what inspired the resources section was actually giving practical exercises that you can take some of the principles that were infused in our story throughout the book and actually start to put into practice in an everyday basis in your lives. And that's what will allow you to cross the chasm from the head to the heart and put these principles into action in your life.
And that is so beautiful, because they also say, too, that at this given time that we are on the planet, it's also about self-initiation, and that true ascension is by embracing and going within and doing this work. So you're actually, you may never know how many people you're going to be affecting, just knowing that you have given so much as such a gift that, it's again, it's like that saying, you can teach a man to fish and it changes his life. You don't do it for him.
Exactly.
And that was one of the things that we wanted to accomplish in the book, being very familiar with energy and vibration. Michael and I set the intention that we would write this book infused with a high vibration of love, a high vibration of empowerment, just high vibration. And whether the people reading it would even know anything about how vibration works and how energy works, they would be the recipient of this this love and this higher vibration that we put into the book. And so we made sure that the words, my daughter Haley, was our editor, and we worked diligently to make sure that the flow of the words vibrated at a fairly high vibration, so that whether you knew it or not, you were going to be affected by this book.
How incredible. It feels like the book would just leap right off the shelf at you because it has so much love bursting from it. And what a family affair. That is fantastic.
That's what we're intending. Definitely intending the leaping off the shelf.
So be careful if you go to chapters and a book falls at you. If it's empowered youth, pick it up and take it to the cash register.
And if it really hits you in the head, you better pick it up.
Absolutely.
But you know that the cover is very soft, so it won't be a hard
hit. Cover.
That was very serendipitous. We didn't design that. Hay House did. But Michael just thinks it's amazing that it's such a soft cover. He loves stroking the book. So that just goes to show that the universe was wanting to make sure that it was very energetically infused, even to the softness of the cover.
With divine ecstasy. There you go. That's how you're supposed to be living, right?
Exactly, exactly.
So what are your plans for the future? What is the next things on the docket for you? What are you looking at?
Well, together we hope to continue to take this this message on the road and speak together to groups of parents. We've created a program, and we're just waiting for the right opportunity to come along to actually execute it, called Creating the Empowered Family, where we would actually work with both parents and kids at the same time and have them split up. I would be working with the kids, my dad would be working with the parents, and then we would switch, and then we would all come together. So we're waiting for the right platform to be able to deliver that program. And just continuing to spread the message for me, getting my programs in more schools across the world, really working towards creating a new generation of young leaders who are living from a place of passion and purpose and compassion and empathy and love, and to ultimately lead towards helping shift the planet in a much better way. And my dad, who is one of the best, if not the by far the best life coach that I've ever experienced, is a phenomenal life coach, works with people one-on-one, and so I'm highly recommending him to anybody out there who might be looking for some kind of a source of inspiration or encouragement, or someone who's just looking to overcome some obstacles in their lives. He's got this amazing way of really just getting to the core of it and helping you through the root causes of what it is that you're experiencing.
Thank you,
Michael. So once again, your father's website is awakeningtheself.com. The book is called Empowering Youth.
Empowered
and your website is www.youthwellnessnetwork.ca. Ooh, bit of a mouthful. This is fantastic. It has been such a pleasure to have you on our show.
It's such an honor to be on your show. You can certainly feel the energy of it, and thank you for the work that you do in helping our planet.
Oh, it is my honor. And it's such an honor to be able to do something like this and to have people like you on to be able to showcase the wonderful work that you do. And I wish you so much success and would love to have you back on the show when you really want to have something else you want to talk about, or just to have you guys come back and just even see what happens. I love doing that. The moment-to-moment is just so incredible, and it so infuses
We'd
everybody.
We'd love to come back. We'd love to come back because in our journey, we found a certain level of spirituality, both as father and son, and we'd love to share some of the things that we do to connect to that, to the universe and to the higher power.
Oh, it's beautiful words. We are, again, we were so thrilled to have you on the show, and once again, we had the father and son dynamic duo. You guys going to have, like, Batman and Robin suits?
Good
no,
idea.
No, two Batmans.
Yeah. And Jeffrey and Michael Eisen, and once again, their websites for Jeffrey is www.awakeningthesoul.com, and for Michael is youthwellnessnetwork.ca. And go out and get the book, because we know it's going to jump off the shelf and just leap into your arms, infused with all this energy of love. So we thank you once again. And for everyone, we got some incredible events coming up this weekend coming up, which will be the November 24th. I'm going to be in Ottawa. So we're going to be having a big event down there at the Alpha Soul Cafe. I'm going to be doing this event with this wonderful psychic medium, Matt Stapley from www.transdimensionalbeing.com. And I thank everybody who came out to Wolfstock and to it's just been amazing. And also, too, we just want to also just call in the mighty I Am presence to spin the inner Merkabas to the right and the outer Merkabas to the left to help to stabilize, ground, and solidify all the energies that we have called forth. And we also request to transfer the healing energies into the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. We thank you all so much for joining us today, and we're wishing you all magical days, and we cannot forget the nights, filled with cosmic ecstasy. Aloha.
Hello, spiritual and paranormal family in the world. This is Joshua Shapiro, the Crystal Skull Explorer, excited to be here today to tell you about a great online conference we're going to be offering on December 1st and 2nd called Crystal Skulls into 2012 and Beyond. Charlotte is one of our key sponsors. We're very grateful for the opportunity to be here to tell you about this conference. We have all kinds of amazing stuff, speakers, a raffle, photo gallery, you name it. In order to find out more about this great conference, come to crystalskullconferences.com. That's crystalskullconferences.com. You'll find all the information there. See you December 1st and 2nd.
Hallelujah.